Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fugit, and that stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. Today, guys, I have a question for you. Which came first, the pleasure or the pain? And what I mean by that is whenever you have things in your life, you know, no matter where you're at in your life right now, okay, it's a result of actions, of choices, of decisions. And to a lesser extent, but still relevant, is consequences of things that just happen, or random acts and things that are out of your control, okay? But you can always control how you react to whatever happens, right? So it's been said that 90% of life is, what you do, and 10% what happens to you, right? It's what you do with that 10% that's out of your control that can determine your future, your happiness, and what have you, okay? So whenever you decide to do anything in your life, okay, whether it is go to school, your choice of job, the fuel you put in your body, the people you surround yourself with, your actions in how you treat people, okay, all of these things have a reaction, okay, or a consequence or a result, okay, and it becomes the outcome of what your current state is. Now, if you're in a position that you don't like your current state, regardless of the area of life that we're talking about, it is a result, for the most part, of decisions that you made. And it's the greatest freeing principle that if you really grasp it and you really believe it and you realize that you are the owner of your destiny, you're the owner of your tomorrow, and you have to realize that you have to accept today, right? And just own it, accept it. And then if you want a different tomorrow, you make different choices. So let's say you spend 10 years of your life not exercising. Why? Because it's painful, right? It costs money, you sweat, you have more laundry, it hurts the next day, it takes time away from leisure that you want to do, whatever it is, right? And you decide to eat whatever you want based on your palate, based on your taste, based on your cravings, okay? And you give no thought to your health and you just have whatever you want. Okay, well, now fast forward 10 years or whatever, and you're going to have maybe health problems, maybe a weight problem. You're not going to have much energy. You're going to feel lethargic. You're not going to be living your best life or at the potential that the human body can do, right? Or it is optimally as it can perform. So what you decided to do was put pain before pleasure. So pain came second. First was pleasure. Now, if you're a person who goes through law school, goes through medical school, goes to night classes while you work, eats a clean diet, works out most days or as often as they can, fast forward 10 years, and what do you have? You have a successful career, right? You're gainfully employed. You're building towards something, and you've built something of value. You have a more comfortable life. You have a healthy body. You have more energy. You put, in this case, pain before the pleasure. So it's really a matter of choices, you guys. So which came first, the pain or the pleasure? Well, if you looked at your whole life, you probably have areas where you put pain first and you have a good outcome now, the pleasure, or the vice versa, right? So the thing is that in any area of your life that you're looking to change, if you're looking at self-help, you're looking at improving, you don't like the results you have or the results you've been getting, then you need to just consider that simple principle. And are you willing to put in the pain, the work first, to experience the pleasure later? And sometimes there's things in your life that you think are good for you, but they may not be, right? Whether it's people, whether it's actions or habits you have, take a look at the results you're getting and look down the road a little bit and look at others that have lived like you or made the choices you're making now. And does it really lead you where you want to go, right? I still believe everything is in balance, right? And you want to have times of fun, have a little, you know, let loose a little bit and have some fun, let your hair down, so to speak, and have some fun. But it's got to be kept in check and in balance. And, you know, 80-20 rule, what are you doing 80% of the time, you know, versus the 20? And if you're living good, clean principles and you're, you know, in pain, so to speak, then, you know, you're going to still have great results as long as you're keeping it in check. Keep yourself in check. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Ice Cube said it best, baby. Never thought I'd quote Ice Cube on this channel, but I did. All right. Like, share, subscribe. Give me some thoughts, you guys. Hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.